From Sacramento, the Bishop's Radio Hour with Bob Dunning on Relevant Radio, focusing on today's issues in the context of gospel values. Now, here's Bob.
That's me. Welcome to you on this beautiful day the Lord has made. I think it's maybe time to declare that it's summer, even though summer doesn't begin till the summer solstice around the 21st of June. So we're still, it's going to get nothing but hotter, but warm enough today for me at least. And appreciate you all being with us on the Bishop's Hour. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. There will be a blood drive sponsored by Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services and the American Red Cross. It will take place on this Friday, June the 4th, at St. Mary's Cemetery. It'll run from 8:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. in the reception room at St. Mary's, which is at 6509 Fruit Ridge Road, right here in Sacramento. They would appreciate it if you call and make a reservation so they know how many people are coming, schedule an appointment. It's cfcssacramento.org. That's Catholic Funeral and Cemetery Services, cfcssacramento.org/events, or you can give them a call, 916-452-4831, 916-452-4831. Also, Youth on a Mission, June 22nd through the 25th, NorCal Catholic Discipleship Training. If you've ever felt compelled, motivated, or called to take a journey that will impact others around you, now is your chance to take the opportunity to make a difference. At Youth on a Mission, you'll encounter Christ, learn practical skills for servant leadership, discover God's call to evangelize, and be challenged to take the next step in your discipleship. You can start on your mission. You register at norcalyouth.org. There are several options here. Option one is in person. This is your mission experience at Trinity Pines Catholic Center, 28,000 Rollins Lake Road up in Colfax, right off of Interstate 80. $150 fee includes materials, lodging, meals. There's a $50 deposit due at registration. Option two, of course, is virtual. You can join Youth on a Mission via Zoom, and that's just $50 total. If you have any questions on this, and it's really a great program, contact Jennifer Campbell. Jennifer is at 916-733-0135. That's 916-733-0135, or jcampbell@scd.org. Again, June 22nd to the 25th. Also, the Office of Priestly and Religious Vocation is pleased to announce the upcoming virtual Quo Vadis retreat for boys ages 13 to 17. The dates for the retreat are August 5th to 8th, but because of planning issues, they're going to do it virtual. They're not counting on herd immunity by then, so they're going to do it virtual, which is very prudent, I think. The retreat will be ages 13 to 17. For more information, this is for boys, contact the Office of Vocations at 916-733-0258, 916-733-0258, or email Maricela Smith at M as in Martha, M as in Maricela, msmith@scd.org. And that should be a wonderful retreat to help teenage boys discern their vocation. Not necessarily a priestly vocation. Could be any one of a number of things. The married life, the single life. It's really a great discernment retreat. And I hear nothing but good things about it. Now, Bishop Soto has issued a really urgent call for Catholics in the Diocese of Sacramento to oppose Senate Bills 380 and 245. Now, this is the California State Senate. The California Senate will be voting on two life-threatening bills in the coming weeks. These are his words. I urge Catholics to tell their state senator to oppose these two bills, that target the vulnerable lives of children and the frail elderly. During this time of pandemic, we have come to understand how connected we are to one another. We have learned how much children and those with vulnerable health depend on us for care, compassion, and companionship. Both bills, originating out of the state Senate, violate this covenant of life and love by discarding those who are seen as useless and unnecessary. The pandemic has made clear that we are all essential in the eyes of God. Senate Bill 245 seeks to remove copay cost sharing for all abortion services and would prohibit cost sharing from being imposed on medical beneficiaries. Let your Medi-Cal beneficiaries, let your lawmakers know that women deserve better than abortion and they should instead fund life-affirming services in patients' health care plans. Senate Bill 380 would seek to expand access to assisted suicide, eliminate the current safeguards and sunset provisions in the current assisted suicide law. This one's really, really bad bill. There's just no way around it. That's Senate Bill 380. And you can go to catholic.org/action-alerts to take action today, and or go to cacatholic.org and learn all about these bills as well. And that's really a statement from Bishop Soto asking us to get involved. And, you know, I've throughout many decades have known a number of people in the legislature, a few people, elected officials, and then a lot of people who work for them. And it's really the ones who work for them that know all the inside details, and they say that they do respond. If they sponsor a bill or a bill's coming up and they hear from their constituents, and it's best to contact your own senator or assembly member because it's just real important that they hear from somebody in their district, somebody who might vote for or against them, and that they do listen. If the mail comes in, the email, the phone calls, the old-fashioned U.S. mail, whatever, text, however you communicate, if it comes in 2-1 against the position they're taking, it can have a dramatic effect on an elected official, whether you like how that process works or not. And sometimes maybe they go, you know, boy, there's a lot of opposition to this. What am I missing? And they give it a second look. Most of them are not just defiant, like, I know nobody's in favor of this, but I am, and I'm going to vote for it. They many of them sincerely want to represent the will of the people that they represent. And so that's an important thing, that we get involved, we let them know how we feel, and let them know that these two bills, especially Senate Bill 245, and Senate Bill 380 are bad news. So I appreciate Bishop Soto taking a really firm stand and calling on all of us to do the same with those that represent us in the California State Legislature. We'll take a quick break. Back with more on the Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the St. Vincent de Paul Society. Drop by and shop at their thrift store, a beautiful, beautiful thrift store at 2275 Watt Avenue. Open Mondays through Saturdays from 10 to 8 and Sundays from 11 to 6. They also accept donations at the store, donations of furniture, appliances, clothing, books, everyday household items. Your donations help to fund the many projects of the St. Vincent de Paul Society throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Do such wonderful, wonderful work, and the thrift store is one of the ways they raise the funds to help people throughout the diocese, and also many of their clients are able to access the thrift store for items that they need. You can give them a call. They will come pick it up as well, but you can give them a call. They're at 916-972-1212. And remember, again, the thrift store is open 7 days a week at 2275 Watt Avenue right here in Sacramento. Well, Bishop Soto refers to Christ the King Retreat Center as the jewel of the diocese, and indeed it is. What a beautiful oasis it is. It's located in Citrus Heights, right in the hustle and bustle of the city, and you feel like you're getting away from it all when you turn off the main road and just come into Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center. Christ the King has served Northern California and the Diocese of Sacramento for over 60 years through parish weekend retreats, individual spiritual direction, and a variety of other programs. For information on all the programs that they offer, including residential programs, give them a call. They're at 916-725-4720, or you can visit them at 6520 Van Maren Lane in Citrus Heights. And we certainly thank the St. Vincent de Paul Society and Christ the King Passionist Retreat Center for their fine and longstanding support of the Bishop's Hour.
This is Lincoln Snyder, Superintendent of Catholic Schools, and you're listening to the Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thank you, Lincoln. Thanks for all you do here in the Diocese of Sacramento for our great Catholic schools. And, you know, they have announced that they will have a virtual academy this fall for those students who wish to remain learning online, learning from home, for whatever reason. You don't have to have a reason. Some people do better in that environment. Other kids, especially in the Diocese of Sacramento, live far away from the nearest Catholic school, and it's just not practical for them to make it. So they have announced the Blessed Sacrament Online Academy, and we'll tell you about that a little bit later in the program. Well, we're pleased to welcome in Chris Simpson from Dixon, from the Valley of Sacred Heart Academy and the Chesterton Academy. Chris, good to have you with us.
Hello, Bob. Thank you.
You are the director. Are you the director, the president, the CEO, or?
Yeah, you can also put nurse, janitor. There's a few other titles you can put in there, too.
I want to hear when you tell me you're the basketball coach.
Well, I don't know if I can take that on, but I'll sure give some tips. I think I can handle that now.
That's great. So 2 years in a row and no Dixon Mayfair. I am brokenhearted.
I know. Yeah, it's been tough. But this year, I don't know if you were able to come down. They opened it up and had people come down and have fair food.
So, yes, yes.
Of course, all the locals marched down and got their rolled tacos and all the goodies.
You got to have corn dogs.
Exactly. Right. So that was nice. I mean, the fair did its part. And, you know, kids got to show their animals, so that was, you know, a nice highlight as well. But, yeah, we're hoping next year, right, for a lot of things.
You know, it's funny because, you know, if you're not involved maybe in 4-H or in the sort of the rural upbringing, you miss a lot of why the county fairs are so important to kids. You know, whether it's FFA or 4-H or, you know, and one of my daughters was at Davis High School, just involved in the you know, taking all those classes and raised a lamb. And it was just so important to her that this is a couple of years ago, that they were able to show it at the fair, et cetera. So,
yeah, it really is wonderful for kids and, you know, at all ages and even for some adults. You know, they'll come and display artwork or, you know, different things. But the animals is a highlight for kids just learning how to raise animals and budget and, you know, send letters for buyers, et cetera. So it's a really great.
Yeah,
one
of those just great learning experiences for a kid, for sure, your academy is.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Thank you. Yeah, our Chesterton Academy. And we have all our school going, but we really want to take the opportunity to highlight our Chesterton Academy, which is for our high school students. And this year we actually have our graduating class, so we're, you know, bolstering up and very excited about that. And I was kind of reflecting, I think yesterday I was talking on the phone with somebody, and now, you know, we're in our third year. We took on some sophomores when we first opened, and, you know, really now I was talking to the philosophy teacher and really seeing the genius behind the curriculum and what the Chesterton Network did, kind of creating the integrated, you know, classical curriculum, mm-hmm. and it's beautiful. And so we're just now, just like catechesis with a good shepherd, too, is once you're in it, and you get to experience it with a child and see them grow, and you really realize that this is something phenomenal that families have a chance to be a part of and their children have a chance to be a part of. So we really just want to get the word out for any incoming ninth graders or 10th graders who would be interested in Chesterton Academy.
And it all takes place right there near or at St. Peter's in Dixon.
Yeah, so we're located at St. Peter's in Dixon, and we run and we work collaboration with Progresso Santa and also with Father Hector at St. Peter's, and so we're very fortunate. This year our sisters came, and so we have sisters teaching theology and, a real just breadth of studies for the kids. Philosophy, Latin, theology for 4 years, all the sciences for 4 years. So, it's and then drama. So we put on our first play, and they took on Shakespeare. So the kids during their first play took on Shakespeare and just did a wonderful job. We had an outdoor stage here at St. Peter's, and mm-hmm. we get some donors and local community come out to the events, and that's when you saw again some students who. Maybe they came 2 years ago and were so shy and couldn't even look at you, and they're on stage doing a performance of Shakespeare. And that's, part of that curriculum is getting these kids to be able to speak in front of people, know their faith, be able to reason with logic. And so that was a highlight of our year as well, putting on a couple plays.
Which plays did you put on?
We did Much to Do About Nothing, and mm-hmm. then we decided to do a little bit more lighthearted, and we did The Wizard of Oz. Just a few weeks ago.
Very good.
That was fun. Kids did a single, and that was great. They really did a nice job.
Wow. Well, so how big is your graduating class?
A big 9.
9. That's great.
Yes.
It's a baseball team.
True. Right. Yeah, lots of subs for a basketball team.
There are lots of subs for a basketball team. Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's and. Have they come, how long have they been, were they in the elementary school as well?
No, so they've just come and they came in as freshmen or sophomores, sophomores, and so now they're kind of going through the 3 years and finishing up. Mm-hmm. So that's when we started up, so we just began 3 years ago. So, I'm kind of growing a little bit every year and anticipate, adding a freshman class next year. It's phenomenal, and we're just so blessed to be a part of the Chesterton Network, that's now nationally and international. They're going to India and Australia, and they're in Italy. So it really is just catching fire. A few more schools on the West Coast, so we're not the only one on the West Coast now. There was some talk about Northern California having a few more. So.
Oh, really? Very so do they have sites picked already?
No, they don't have sites. There's just a lot of people taking a lot of interest. Mm-hmm. Group out of the Bay Area and down the San Jose area and, higher Sacramento. And, so a lot of people are seeing that, this is something worth. And, have the children go through this. Experience in education and being in math and low tuition, that there's something really great here. They had some wonderful discovery days back east, and so I know a lot of people around the country went to those. But we're very fortunate to have gotten up and running.
So tell us about these 9 kids.
Oh, they're wonderful. We're going to miss them. Actually, I keep telling them I need to come back and help us and work for us, because
sure.
2 of them are catechists for us. And some of them are going, one's looking at Benedictine, another one's to Steubenville, Ohio. A few are staying local to do junior college. We have one who's thinking of taking a gap year and doing some mission work. So kind of just a wide variety of, mm-hmm. Students going to different places and schools. And I think right now we're just, deer in the headlights. I mean, they're really got senioritis, of course, and but also kind of everything that kind of comes along with being a senior, just that next big step you take, it's probably the biggest step for them so far in their lifetime.
It's a huge step. We're on our third one in 3 years right now, and they're all different in how one wants to stay close to home, one doesn't want to get as far away as possible, but doesn't want to follow in her sister's footsteps, that kind of thing, and
right.
And then another one who's more challenged academically, who's mm-hmm. who's trying to find her way,
right.
it's It's a challenge and it's a struggle, but as we tell them, boy, what wonderful options you have. And you've got the whole world out there, and you've got parents who love you and support you, and you know, we're not going to tell you what to do. You're going to be 18, or you already are, you know, but we're sure going to guide and we'll give you an honest answer. we'll, you know, when you say, I think I'm going to do this, and we really think that's a bad idea, we'll tell you that.
Right. One of my favorite candid camera skits,
oh, yes,
I'm dating myself, was when this young man came in and he was sitting in front and they took an aptitude test. And at the end of the aptitude test, the gentleman said, well, it looks like to me you really make a great shepherd.
Wow.
So we don't have any shepherds at Chesterton Academy. They're really just stellar great kids. But I always thought that was a funny skit. So, yes, they all have things they're going to do. And, they have to find their vocation.
It's really interesting you say that. I was reading a story last night in the newspaper about this ultra marathon they had in China, and really bad weather came up, and actually a number of the runners perished. And it was a high mountain. It's sort of like a big story nationally right now. But in the story, this one survivor said, he passed out because all of a sudden it just got real cold, and they were wearing what long distance runners wear, not much, you know. And he said, I woke up, I was in a cave next to a fire that a shepherd had built and had rescued me. And I thought, a shepherd, you know, like, wow, we don't even hear about shepherds anymore, except on December 24th.
Right, yeah. I'm sure he's really grateful for that shepherd.
Indeed. Indeed, yeah. So are you growing in terms? I mean, you know, growth isn't always necessarily a sign of anything, but are you growing in numbers?
Yeah, we are. Every year we're kind of growing, not on our Montessori Elementary and catechesis. We also work, do a co-op at the Chesterton. So every year we just kind of keep adding. You know, not a ton of kids. My projection and my idea, and sort of looking at what it seems to be the path that the Lord wants us on, is never a huge school, you know? So I could see Chesterton, you know, getting up to be, you know, maybe 60 to 100 students someday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so in the next couple of years, we'd probably be up to 50. So it seems relatively small, but, you know, it is growing. And we just keep adding students and siblings each year, and you know, very fortunate, you know, to have that growth and kind of a steady growth. And also, you know, attracting certain families and kids. And, you know, I say to people, we don't have all the bells and whistles, but what we have, we do really, really well. And the kids are joyful and happy, and, you know, getting a lot out of the curriculum, and just their peers, you know, just giving the essence of thinking logically. You know, not a lot of people do that anymore, that sort of part is lost. So, yeah, the growth is there, and we're grateful, but we're always looking for more recruits, you know, that freshman class. We'd really love to bring in a great group of kids, and, yeah, so we're working on it.
Do you have the physical plant to handle growth?
We do. I mean, we are working at St. Peter's, and we have plenty of space for the next couple of years, and then we purchased the land next door to St. Peter's. We have a nice bit of that, and, we're working on this possible donor that came through, and so looking at opportunities. What I've heard from everybody is now you don't want to build right now because building supplies and materials have sort of gone up about 500%.
Wow.
So, you know, we just trust the Lord that he'll provide the money when the time is right to build, when we go up. But right now, St. Peter's is great. You know, we easily fit into the RE space and use that facility, and so it's worked really well so far. But in time, yes. I mean, we're going to have an education center and be able to grow accordingly.
Tell us, you know, what does it mean to be a Chesterton Academy for people that don't know? Talk about, you know, cultura vitae, culture of life.
Yeah, I mean, that's their motto, you know, culture of life, and sort of living that, just that joyful, true Catholic identity. And where you know who you are, you know, under the guides of the Good Shepherd. And, you know, when children find truth and beauty and goodness, you know, they're gonna shine, and they're gonna have this culture, this feeling, culture of life. You look at it and it looks different, you know, maybe than sort of what's happening in the culture right now. And so, you know, they really kind of key in to highlight that. And just, you know, we also, just some families, there's bigger, you know, I mean, Dale talked about a couple times, I heard him speak in the last several years, but, you know, those larger families, you know, that they're really, you know, they're looking to be obedient and maybe have, you know, fruitful, like your family, you have many children. And so if you have a tuition that's $20,000 a child, that's going to be very difficult to do. But
right.
If you have, you know, a very economical and, you know, sort of a tuition that's affordable for a large family, then that helps them. And so you do see, you know, we have a family of three high school kids right now, and bigger families coming up. You know, we're on the third child of another big family. So I think that's the essence of culture of life, too, is that really living that faith within our families, within our community, within our school, and that joy that comes from just, you know, truth, goodness, and beauty.
Talk about the three pillars.
Well, remind me of the three pillars.
Hmm?
Help me ask God.
Intellect, character, spirituality.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, the intellect for sure. You know, the intellect comes just from the kids, you know, doing philosophy and logic and, you know, just all those subjects they study every 4 years. You figure they're 14, and by the time they're 18, they've taken this huge breath of, you know, 9 courses, 8 courses every year. And so their understanding and knowledge is just tremendous. And the spirituality, of course, you know, the living that faith, you know, daily, we have daily mass. We have a chaplain, Father Juan Carlos is our chaplain. And mm-hmm. So kids are often able to go to confession when they want. He's there. We do their own mass for them. We have mass 4 days a week. Sometimes it's 5 days a week. So really living out that spirituality. We have boys groups and girls groups. And so they have the opportunity, you know, to really, you know, come to know and love Jesus. And, you know, and everybody's path and relationship is different. But you really lay the groundwork for the kids to be able to experience, you know, their faith and live it. And then remind me of the third pillar, what did you say?
Character.
Character. Yeah, I would just say character, you know, comes from, you know, looking all the parts of the child. You know, you're looking for that, you know, charity and all the virtues, you could say, in our faith. And that character is also going to come from when they're doing, you know, music and the drama and, you know, having to interact with their peers and something kind of out of their comfort zone. You know, it takes 4 years of art. And so building up that character, and they do a lot of Socratic discussion, a lot of you know, presentation, so they have to be in front of the class a lot of times presenting. So you get kids who, you know, maybe are very quiet and introverted, and they're not forced, but they're really encouraged and given this opportunity to come out of their shell. And so you're building up this strong character of a child and, you know, young adult by the time they leave. And, you know, we hope they have just this good, virtuous, strong people who can defend their faith and know their faith well and be joyful at the same time. So, you know, those three pillars are, you could see them woven throughout the curriculum and throughout the program.
So when Dale Olquist, back in Minnesota, when he founded the Chesterton Academy, the model, and how long ago was that?
I believe they're on their 10th year, but, you know, if we get Dale on here, let's quote, but I want to say they might be in their 10th year in mm-hmm. the Twin Cities. Yeah.
So
it started very small. You can get him to tell his story. It's a great story.
Yes. Yeah, we're going to have him on. So do you think that 10 years down the road, or however many years it is, that this is the model? In other words, has it changed along the way? Has there been things that you go, oop, that didn't really work that well?
Yeah, the network is constantly refining the curriculum. So
mm-hmm.
we're part of the network. So we go to Chesterton Online, and just today, we're bringing on an engineer, and he's going to help us with our, you know, physical science 9th grade. And he's a wonderful gentleman and wants to give back to the community. And so I hopped online and pulled off the curriculum and said, here's your curriculum. You do the scope and sequence is given to you of what to follow almost on a weekly basis. So, you know, it really is helpful to have that. And so they continue to fine-tune and correct it, and let's add a book here, let's take this away, or let's, you know, bulk up this you know, History 10 course. So there, you know, that's your job. Their job is just to constantly give you sort of the blueprint, and a really good blueprint to put into practice with your school and with the students. And, so that's the it is. And so there, we don't get a lot of, but the other thing, too, is right now the network is really, because they're getting so much interest around the world and around the country, is now they're really kind of formulating how they go about starting at Chesterton, how you go about doing it. So even I've seen big progress in 3 years about how to start a school. You know, they're just making improvements left and right with the network. So that's a good indication, too. I think you're seeing a lot of fruits come from this.
What was the hardest part getting this off the ground?
Oh, boy. Well, hours and hours and hours of prayer, for one. But that's not a struggle. That's just, God's grace, right? To be so prayerful and, you know, to want to be able to figure out what His will is and to do it. Part of the hard part is, you know, finding the right staff for those particular classes. So maybe a teacher is a great junior college teacher, but, you know, they're not fit to teach a 10th grade biology class. So finding those right staff members, getting the kids, you know, coming on board, really fine-tuning the curriculum as far as how we're implementing it and putting it out there. So that's probably been the hardest part is, I would say, maybe the staff, you know, finding the right staff. And I am really excited about this next coming year because we really have a great staff in place. We're just adding another person for PE. Because one got married and moved. We're fortunate to have a very wonderful staff. But that's probably the hardest part. But there's a lot of hard parts. And I'm glad this COVID year is almost over, I have to say. It's been a great blessing because we've been in person the whole time. But it's been, you know, difficult. But we made it, almost.
Wow. Well, almost, yeah. We don't know yet, but
yes,
it's looking pretty good. It's looking pretty good, yeah. So talk about your staff a little bit.
So the staff is wonderful. We've got, you know, a couple of retired teachers, bringing on a headmaster next year, so that's a wonderful hire for us. We're going to bring on Dominic DiCarlo, and he is coming from a school in Florida. He was at a Jesuit all-boys school, about 500 boys, and so he was in charge of the music and was starting to take on more of an administrative role. He's coming back to California, and so, you know, we're just really excited to bring him on. I think he'll be the next sort of big step for us to have a headmaster for Chesterton, somebody that really focuses all their time on getting, you know, just perfecting some, I mean, I'm trying to do my best, but sometimes, you know, I just, like, there's too many, it's getting big enough where now I need somebody to come alongside and help with the Chesterton part. So, he's coming on, and we have Norman Campese. He's our math and physics teacher, oversees all the math department, and he's been teaching for 20 years. And most of our teachers all have really great experience in the classroom and just really work well with the students. And just connect with teenagers, that's part of it too, is knowing the curriculum and then being able to connect with teens. So we're very fortunate.
Describe a typical day for a sophomore or junior or senior at the Chesterton Academy.
Yeah, so a typical day for, let's take a, you know, typical day for a Wednesday for a sophomore, we start with 8 a.m. Mass at St. Peter's. And then we're starting class at 8:50, and they go in a 45-minute period, and so they go through the first four classes in the morning, and we take a lunch break at noon. They've got an hour for lunch, roughly. They go back to class about 12:55, and then they go from 12:55 to about 3:20. They take a break in between there, And so it's a full day. Sometimes they have, we try to break it up. We've got some study hall periods throughout the day. You know, they do do art certain days. They have their sciences. And so not all classes run 4 days a week, mm-hmm. 5 days a week, excuse me. Like philosophy goes 3 days a week. So their schedule with nine classes is varied a little bit. So it looks not your typical six classes a period.
Right.
But I think a lot of schools are starting to get away from that. They're going on a block schedule. They're realizing how students learn. Our goal is not to inundate them with, you know, hours and hours of homework. You know, we try to keep the homework to an hour and a half, because their day is so rich with information. You know, we really try to teach bell to bell. And the kids are coming from far. You know, they're commuting, you know, maybe a good 45 minutes or a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but yeah, they're busy throughout the day and moving class to class. And so we had a young man today shadowing for this ninth grade, and he said, oh, yeah, I really like it. But, man, I'm tired. And I said, physically or mentally? And he says, oh, well, it was great both. But, yeah, like, I love the philosophy. So I think he was a little bit more, like, mentally. It was like, mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, all the subjects. And it does take our freshmen a while, but by the time they hit sophomores or second semester of the freshman years, you know, they're just enjoying their peers and all the subjects. You know, you don't get bored. You have so many different subjects.
What do they really enjoy? What is there? Are there a class or two that they just this really turns them on?
You know what I always hear is they really enjoy the Latin, mm-hmm. which is surprising to me. They love Latin, and they also enjoy ancient history. And most of the kids love art. You know, they all take art and choir. So it depends. Some people are literature, you know, it's a very Socratic discussion-based, you know, so they enjoy that Socratic dialogue
mm-hmm.
With one another and bantering. And, you know, of course, they're trying to do their best to take the teacher off subject.
Right.
She's like, wait a minute, let's get back on the topic. So they really, I mean, it seems to be a highlight is Latin, which, you know.
That shocks me. Yeah. Well, Latin and ancient history, I mean, those kind of go hand in hand. So.
Yeah, right. Right. Yeah, but I'll take another poll. You know, and see, I'll ask my seniors, you know, their top three classes. But usually when I ask kids just in general how your year went and what they liked and, you know, that usually is in the top three.
Interesting. You know? What do they struggle with?
Well, for some, of course, it would be the sciences and the math. But, mm-hmm. You know, fortunately, Mr. Campese is just brilliant at teaching math. So even those ones that we find come in, maybe they're in lower math scores, they end up kind of raising up. Let's see, what would be their least favorite? Some other histories. Yeah, I don't know, like everybody loves PE. Yeah, probably some of the sciences, the chemistry, physics, you know, are more challenging. I don't say they don't like them, but it's just more challenging. You know, you got to really work hard on it. The physical science, the freshman year is kind of a fun one. Doing a little bit of physics and chemistry and earth science all in one. So, yeah, it's a good question. I'll ask the kids. But, you know, usually it's more the maybe the Renaissance history and some of the sciences maybe.
So how can people learn more about it? And, you know, people out there listening and think, you know, Dixon, Solano County, it's all in person. And you,
right.
you say some people are coming, what, from Sacramento?
Yes, we have Sacramento folks and Woodland, Galt, Fairfield, Vacaville, Dixon, of course. So we're coming from all over in radius, you know, a good 45 minutes. So they can find us on our website, which is valleythesacredheart.com. Or they can also call the school directly. It's 530-574-0804. But again, valleythesacredheart.com is a good way to check out the program, and they can always, you know, contact us through that website.
Well, it used to be if you came from Galt to Dixon, you might have to take a ferry or two.
Right.
Long ago. Yeah.
Long ago, yeah. Well, families all call school, and they do have all. And it kind of goes to show you that it's worth it. Right?
Yeah, like, I'd say.
There's something great that's worth coming so far and that time and effort. Yeah.
Well, that's great. So you're online. You want to give a phone number?
Sure. It's 530-574-0804. And then the website is www.valleyofthesacredheart.com.
And how soon will you have a basketball team?
Well, we're going to start volleyball, golf, and cross country. Running.
You're going to start those this fall?
This fall. Yep.
Oh.
Yep.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That's wonderful. I'm actually going to go.
So basketball, sometime we'll get basketball going. And then we'll invite you, Bob.
I would love to come to the first game. I'll be the referee.
There you go.
No way.
You got to get in shape first.
Yeah, I got to bring a cardiologist with me to go up and down the court with me. I look at basketball officials and I wonder, how do they do that? I mean, some of these guys are, they've been doing it for 40 years and they're running up and down the court trying to keep up with 18-year-olds, It's amazing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So cross country, that's great. Volleyball, a lot of fun. What was the third one?
Golf,
excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, I think that will just add another dimension.
Right.
Yeah, that's always good stuff. You teach kids sportsmanship and fair play and all that. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Chris, always an honor to talk with you, and always a joy. And God's blessings to you and everybody there in Dixon. And I hope our paths cross again soon.
Yes, all right. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care. Bye-bye.
That's Chris Simpson, who's the director and the founder of the Valley of the Sacred Heart Academy, Chesterton Academy, the high school age in Dixon. And it's all right there at St. Peter's, which is just off the main drag in Dixon. And, I always remember, Gabe, when we back in the days of Walk for Life, before it became sort of small and virtual, and we'll be back up and running big time, St. Peter's would take like 6 or 8 buses from this little town of Dixon to the Walk for Life in San Francisco every year, every January. It was just amazing. Then they put them all back on the buses and take them back to Dixon and have a spaghetti feed. So a real active parish there as well. But this uses some facilities there at St. Peter's. And these kids are able to go to Mass 4 days a week. So that's just great stuff. We'll take a quick break. Back with more in the Bishop's Hour right after this. This portion of the Bishop's Hour is brought to you by a grant from the Mercy Foundation, enriching lives in the Sacramento region through Sisters of Mercy ministries in healthcare, education, housing, and the care for the poor and elderly. For the Mercy Foundation, philanthropy is one of the most powerful expressions of compassion and love. Just as many people in our community need a hand, countless others are reaching out to them with comfort and hope. You can express your care and concern for the less fortunate with a gift to the Mercy Foundation. You can give them a call, 916-851-2700. That's 916-851-2700. And you can be confident that fully 100% of your contribution will support the Sisters of Ministry of Mercy Ministry or ministries that you choose. And what a wonderful treasure Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts has been for all of us here in the diocese as they transition into new ownership and management. They continue to offer wonderful workshops, wonderful resources for the Catholic community throughout the Diocese of Sacramento. Not only does Easter's provide a wide array of Catholic books, both current releases and longtime classics, but they also sponsor a number of valuable workshops and lectures throughout the year. They're located at 6916 Sunrise Boulevard in Citrus Heights. Give them a call, 916-338-7272. We also receive a generous underwriting support by Crumley & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services. If you have questions about retirement, Crumley & Associates can help you with their confident retirement approach that can help define a clear roadmap to get you where you want to go. You can contact them, get all the details at Crumley & Associates, 7956 California Avenue in Fair Oaks. They're at 916-638-4600. That's 916-638-4600. 4600. And we are certainly appreciative of the fine and longstanding support of the Mercy Foundation, of Easter's Catholic Books and Gifts, and of Crumley and Associates.
Hi, this is Laura Lynn, Assistant Director for Lay Formation, and you are listening to the Bishop's Hour with Bob Dunning.
Thanks, Laura Lynn, for all you do for the diocese here and for all of our great Diocese of Sacramento, this vast 20-county there's 58 counties in the state of California. 20 of those counties are in the Diocese of Sacramento. It is mind-bogglingly big. It is bigger than a number of states here in the United States. And I'm not just talking about Rhode Island. It's there. It is a very big diocese. And you look at all these ministries, Catholic Charities and Social Concerns, the Catholic Schools, just many, many, many different ministries here, and you know, evangelization and catechesis, youth and young adult, on and on. And over 100 parishes, over 20 counties. It's a lot. It's a lot. And Bishop Soto is up to the task for sure. It's just remarkable how the faith has grown here in the Diocese of Sacramento. Speaking of which, a new offering for the fall. The Catholic Schools Department is pleased to announce the Blessed Sacrament Online Academy. This grew out of last year during the pandemic. The Catholic schools were running in person, dealing with 11 different counties where we have Catholic schools and the health departments in each of those counties, and the state Department of Health as well here in California, and offered online as well. And so you had teachers teaching both in person in the classroom and teaching online, same teacher. Not different teacher, but the same teacher covering both it throughout each school. And so this year, as August looms, instead of having each school have its own online program, and it varied from school to school. Some schools were 100% in person. Some had, substantial online. Some had somewhere in between those two extremes. But it certainly was serving, when you add them all up through all the elementary schools, it was a fair number. So the diocese has decided to start Blessed Sacrament Online Academy, where the teachers for that academy will be dedicated to online learning, and the teachers in person, will be dedicated to doing that. So we will have just one, the one online academy. And what it might do, or will do, is open up Catholic education in those areas of the diocese, especially in the far north state, where they just are simply not close enough to a Catholic school to have in-person attendance. So this is a letter from Lincoln Snyder, the executive director of schools here for the Diocese of Sacramento. Even though Lincoln will be leaving in about a month to take a job with the National Catholic Educational Association. He will be the president of that. That's a national organization, the biggest schools organization in the country, by the way. He will be the president of that association. Dear Catholic school community, as Lincoln writes, this is Lincoln Snyder, in response to the needs of families who desire an ongoing online Catholic school experience for their students, we are excited to announce the founding of Blessed Sacrament Online Academy, the newest Catholic school of the Diocese of Sacramento, opening this coming 2021-2022 school year. Yes, this is a full-fledged Catholic school in the Diocese of Sacramento. Our schools transitioned to distance learning in March 2020, like a year and a couple of months ago. And though we successfully returned to campus in the fall, we continued to offer a distance option for any family who desires it. This year, our teachers have delivered instruction to students in class and at home simultaneously, and we are proud of their heroic efforts to meet the needs of every family where they are. And again, it was heroic. Although the vast majority of our families look forward to being on campus next year, we know that others will want to continue to learn online. It thus gives me great pride to share that we are partnering with Catholic Virtual to found a fully online Catholic elementary school, Blessed Sacrament Online Academy. This dedicated online school will allow us to offer an exceptional experience to our long-term distance learners and families who live in communities without a Catholic school option. We are confident that Blessed Sacrament Online Academy's status as a specialized distance school will guarantee an excellent Catholic experience, building on all that we have learned this past year. Here are some of the benefits we are excited to offer through Blessed Sacrament Online Academy. One, classes that have been designed with online learning and Catholic values in mind, enabling us to give your children an authentic Catholic online learning experience. Yeah, this is not something that's been put together on the fly to deal with the pandemic. This is something that's been going on for some time. You've got real dedicated professionals who have put together this curriculum, and you can believe it's going to be a top-notch educational curriculum and including authentic Catholic teaching as well. Two, classes that incorporate both asynchronous, self-paced, and synchronous teacher-led live session components. In other words, some of it will be the child, the student can watch at their own speed, at their own, not leisure, but at their own pace, if you will. And others will be just like a live, if you're not there at 10 o'clock, you miss class. So a combination of the two. Three, streamlined, fully integrated learning platforms offering students access to all classwork from one location. Four, parental access to student pacing and performance through a My Virtual Campus Guardian account. And five, an extensive library of core subjects, engaging electives and religion classes, ensuring that students are nurtured both academically and spiritually. As you start to think about next year, we want to make sure you have the information you need to make a well-informed decision about your child's education. Catholic Virtual not only shares our commitment to high-quality Catholic education, but also to the Catholic faith. So with the help of the Catholic Virtual team, we will be hosting parent information sessions Thursday, June the 3rd at 5:30 p.m. Thursday, June 3, 5:30 p.m. During this session, we will provide an overview of the new online options and Catholic Virtual. We do want to remind you that these new options are for families seeking an online-only school. If your child has already returned to the classroom, we encourage you to keep them in the classroom. If you're interested in attending an information session for Blessed Sacrament Online Academy, please go to the website scd.org/schools/online for more information. You can go to scd.org for just about anything. That's Sacramento Catholic Diocese, scd.org. And thank you for your continued commitment to Catholic education. Peace, Lincoln Snyder, Executive Director of Schools for the Diocese of Sacramento. Pretty exciting stuff and pretty brilliant and forward-thinking, if you ask me. It's just a great way. Some kids struggled with online. Some kids thrived. Some kids didn't make a whole lot of difference. But some kids, whether it's their personal situation, their family situation, or just a better learning environment for them for a variety of reasons. Every kid's different, and every kid's situation is different. It's wonderful to be able to offer this, and I do think with the 20 counties and almost 300 miles end-to-end, it goes. Our diocese goes all the way to the Oregon border, that this is something that parents living in, for instance, Alturas or Tule Lake or Yreka, where they don't have a Catholic school, would really consider this opportunity for the kid to have a fully Catholic, full educational experience at the elementary level. So, again, go to scd.org/schools/online for more information. That's going to do it for us for today. Thanks for listening. God bless everyone. We'd like to thank all the wonderful people and organizations, businesses in town. and throughout the Diocese of Sacramento, who have provided underwriting for the Bishop's Hour, some in the last few years, some have been with us for a very long time. If you would like to be an underwriter for the Bishop's Radio Hour, it's a wonderful opportunity to support this mission and also to support the diocese and also to get some recognition for your organization or for your business. The easiest way to do this is to give us a shout, send us an email, radio@scd.org, and we can give you all the details about helping to underwrite the Bishop's Radio Hour. Again, that's radio@scd.org.
I feel burning deep inside of me. I feel your spirit is moving. And now